Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, if the Republicans had any integrity at all, they'd be saying that the election, you know, the 2020 election was fair and the results were honestly tallied and the winner won and Joe Biden won the election. They just come right out and say it, but they have no integrity. Their loyalty is to Donald Trump and to the big lie, and the violence that they have caused, the damage they've done to our trust of our governmental systems is how do you repair that after you've done this damage? Because they continue to damage it. Day in, day out, they damage the thing. They damage it. They bring up nonsense information on, it's Hunter Biden this, and correct me if I'm wrong, but for Hunter Biden's laptop, would that be accepted as evidence considering that the chain of custody was lost on that laptop? Now they're claiming, oh, we got information now from the cloud. And we don't know how much information is actually accurate, how much was hacked into, how much was, you know, planted up there in the cloud.
Well, Mark, let me just say this before we start getting into, you know, first of all, the only people who raise things like Hunter Biden are people in the Republican Party who will turn around and they'll try to say, okay, well, maybe Trump got five people killed in a bloody civil war, and maybe he set up a red wedding in the day of the rope. But Hunter Biden, now remember something, the history of the presidency, many presidents, probably most of them, have had a relative who was the black sheep, okay? For instance, Jimmy Carter's brother, Billy Carter, was a black sheep, and Billy Carter represented Libya in the middle of the oil embargo and in the middle of our policy again in the Middle East to make sure that extremists were controlled. And he represented Libya. Bill Clinton had a half brother named Roger Clinton, who was up to some shenanigans. George W. Bush had Neil Bush, one of his brothers, who was committed securities fraud. You can pick your friends, you can't pick your relatives. I mean, that's just the way it is. And so I'm tired from the Republicans hearing about Hunter Biden. And instead of getting the chain of custody and all this kind of stuff, I don't care about Hunter Biden. Joe Biden had nothing to do with anything Hunter Biden was doing that they claim is illegal. And if they have different information, they can bring it out. But they don't have different information. For one thing, when Trump controlled the government and had the attorney generals, they didn't do anything about it either. So you can chalk it up to the fact that everybody, probably a lot of people listening to this show, have a black sheep relative. So what? People are human. I get it. But thanks, as always, for calling in, Mark. And without getting in the weeds on chain of custody and all this stuff, I think we can cut right through that. Now, there is a kind of a disturbing development in Wisconsin. I want to make sure that people understand this. The Wisconsin Election Commission, remember, three Democrats, three Republicans, up until recently, many of their decisions had been 6-0 or 5-1. Now they've gotten politicized on the Republican side. And so they were asked to provide guidance to clerks regarding the drop box decision, election clerks. Believe it or not, there are about 1,800 clerk-type people around the state in every county, every municipality, and then there are deputy clerks and so on. There are 1,800 of them involved in these elections. And most of them are not lawyers. In fact, very few of them are lawyers. And whenever something comes up, they go to the Wisconsin Election Commission, three Democrats, three Republicans, well, what do we do? And they issue guidance and they talk about it and so on. Well, in this case, they met yesterday and they're going to provide no guidance. And their message is, you're on your own, figure it out. That's not right. That is simply not right. And the reason is the Republicans try to load up the guidance, and the obvious guidance, it's a bad decision, okay, I get it, but at least you should tell the clerks, okay, here's the guidance, I'll give it to you right now. Take dictation right now. Number one, you can't have unattended drop boxes. You got to seal them. Number two, you can have drop boxes if they're inside the clerk's office. Number three, it's up to you when you want to keep the clerk's office open beyond regular hours. You got to keep it open during the regular hours. Number four, as long as a clerk receives a ballot, you can have them out with sacks standing on the curb during the day, as long as a clerk's doing it, and that's fine. And that's the guidance. But no, the Republicans wanted to load it up, seriously. And one of the things they wanted to say is, you can't drop off someone else's ballot. Okay, that's what but you can't even mail someone else's ballot. That's not what it said, and that's not legal to say that. They try to load it up with illegal stuff, the three Republicans. They're scared of Trump. They're scared of Trump. So the 1,800 clerks are on their own, but I will give guidance. I will continue to give guidance because it is the truth. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.